Hey Scott, sorry. Looks like I
Hey.
dropped the call.
Well, actually, I mean, honestly, I could actually use an extra 10,000 right now, is where, because there's some things I need to get. But that's really, but the problem is I want to make sure that I can afford it,
Yeah.
where I don't want to be stressed out about paying it back.
No,
And
absolutely.
OnDeck's another company that they really frown on stacking because they won't renew me.
Oh, I see. I see.
You know, so that's another option. I mean,
Yeah.
if I had like a monthly loan, then I don't think that would affect them. As long as it's not considered capital, then I could do that.
I
Like I
see.
have, let's put it this way. I have, all right, well, let's make this for instance. So I have a 2004 F-350 diesel. It's loaded. It's got everything in the world. I could probably sell that for, it's probably worth on a kind of on a new market, I'm sure about 18,000, 15,000. You could Google that or whatever and figure it out. I
Yeah.
mean, if you were to do a loan off of that one truck for a small amount, then I'd be interested in doing some just to show you guys I can pay it back.
Yeah, you know that. I mean, the 15,000. Okay, so typically, to give you an idea, once we get a value on the equipment, we usually are able to do 50 cents on the dollar for lending. So half the price, putting it up for collateral, and then doing the loan on that. So if it's 15, you'd be looking around like the 7.5 range,
Okay.
which is a little less than the 10 that you're looking for. Not too far off, but realistically, that's what we would be looking at there. Now
What would
there.
be another option to get the 10 grand? I mean, I'm
Yeah,
just trying to
so
get.
no, and absolutely. So there is another option.
Right.
You know, we could possibly, I mean, we could patch those together with a smaller second position loan where we do have. What state are you located in?
Massachusetts.
Massachusetts. Okay. Now, I'm not sure if it's possible in Massachusetts, but we do have a few loan programs where the UCC filing is not necessary. So if you're concerned about you know, the stacking affecting your renewal ability, we can work with that. And you
Well,
know
yeah,
the
I don't want to go against. I mean, they were good to me. You know what I mean? They approved me in like 5 minutes. I know that they're getting their money, but I needed it, and they helped me when I needed it. So I don't want to. You know, I wouldn't do that to you guys either. You know, I'm pretty straightforward that way.
Absolutely,
What
and
happened to me is
that is a good
I
way to
got.
be.
Yeah, I mean, I got in trouble personally because, see, I was always at an 800 credit score. I never needed any. I could call the bank and tell them what I needed, and they would run it to me. You know, that's how good I was. But what happened was I had somebody not paying me. I went through some, hold on. Every time I'm on the phone with you, I get another working capital person trying to call me all the time. It's unbelievable. So anyway, so what happens is, you know, we got into trouble. Good people have problems. That's what happened. I tried to get back, and you know, there's times I was late on my mortgage, like, and it's still not showing up. I'm like, you know, this thing's showing up. But on a business level, it's very well. Like my business credit. I mean, as you can see, because you wouldn't have called me if you didn't check with Dun &
Yeah,
Bradstreet.
exactly that.
I mean, I've had loans with Caterpillar, you know, 40, 50,000 paid off. I've had equity loans paid off 100,000. You know, I don't even know if that shows up, but on a business level, you can see that my
Yeah.
UC, everything's pretty
And we
good.
do
You know what
take
I
a look at
mean?
that. We do.
So, you know, I would love to. I mean, I don't know if you could get me on a small. I don't know. Would they do loans like that, where it's a monthly small? Like, say, I ask, give me $7,500. I mean, how does that work?
You know, it's very rare. You kind of gotta catch somebody at the right time, just because the size of it. And usually those are something that we tack on in addition to kind of a working capital loan. You know what I'm saying? Like it's kind of a secondary feature, kind of like a side
Right,
item option.
it's another daily thing, right? How about a line of credit? Do you offer that?
So we do have lines of credit available, but again, it's to be honest with you, I don't think you would qualify for it with the credit. You need at least a I think upwards of 725 on the credit score
Oh,
to
okay.
be eligible for it.
All right.
Now
Yeah,
I
so I don't know.
think.
I gotta do something. You know, again, it's not. It would help out definitely, but I don't want to put myself in a position where it's not going to help out. It might help
Yeah, and
out.
that's my next question here is how pressing is it to get, you know, that 10,000 right now?
I could definitely use it, but I definitely don't want to hurt my future borrowings either.
Okay, perfect. Perfect.
You
So
know, I don't want to. I could definitely. There's no question about it. I could use it very well, and but. So maybe it'll be a struggle for the next month, but I also don't want to hurt
my, yeah.
You know, I mean, if there was a way around it where it didn't, then I would.
And that is an option. So, I mean, there are two options here. We can go around it trying to work it in that way. It does matter. It does kind of come into play with what state you're in, because there are certain regulations that we have to abide by. That is one option that we could explore. But I would also say, you know, if you are concerned about your future borrowing, there absolutely could be a future with us. We work pretty much in, you know, hand in hand with OnDeck, kind of in the same industry. And actually, our renewal options are probably a whole lot better than what they have. I'm not sure if you've seen a significant change in your...
Well, I haven't, but I mean, every working capital company, you're approved for $250,000, which means you're approved for $25,000. I mean, I don't think it's stupid, but...
Yeah. That's kind of an arbitrary number. I know what you mean.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, it comes down to the bank statements and what the cash flow of the business. So
they haven't changed. I mean, I've never been negative. Maybe once in the last 6 months, for like 2 hours. I mean, so it's nothing.
Yeah. Now, how many loans have you done with OnDeck?
This is my second one. Let's see. I started with Dakota. Then I did 3 loans with QuickBridge.
Okay.
And then I did, 2 loans were on deck. So I've done 5, at least 5.
And you've been on the daily payment the entire time? They haven't given you a weekly option?
Not yet, no.
Okay, because I mean...
A lot of them didn't offer it. They didn't offer it anymore.
Yeah, that right off the bat is a pretty significant difference between the two of us. For pretty much all of my returning customers, we're able to get at least a weekly option. And then from there, we work up to the monthly. So, I mean, if it's something that you're looking, you know, for the future, for future borrowing, and if that hasn't been a possibility for you with who you've been dealing with yet, it definitely is a possibility with us going forward.
I'm sorry, go ahead, finish up.
I was going to say, you know, right now for your situation, just because, you know, it could come in handy, but you don't necessarily need it. You can still make it through. It might be worth your while to at least see kind of, you know, the options that we're able to give to you right now.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it definitely is. I mean,
yeah.
I mean, if I can, as long as it doesn't hurt me, you know, like I would only need
exactly that.
Let's put it that way. I would need that kind of money for about a month and a half. So if you have any situations for that.
Great. Yeah. And, you know, really, if that's what we're talking about, there's a whole lot more opportunity there for you.
You want to sell it to me and then get that one payback, that's fine, too.
Exactly that. You know, we can get you kind of like a shorter term, set you up, and then develop that relationship so that way we're open for that second time a whole lot sooner.
Well, let's tell you, if I was to say I wanted to borrow $8,000, what would the payback be on that, 10?
You know, I would say that's probably not too far off. I don't know.
You gotta spend a lot of money in 1 month, but it'd be $500 a week. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
Or whatever. Let's say I took. I mean, again. So say we already know what I need, right? If I can get by with $10,000, okay, but I need to pay it back fast, and I don't want anybody to know about it. So how do you do? You know, I know it sounds sketchy. I'm really not that kind of person, but.
Uh-huh.
If it helps me build up a relationship, but yet doesn't hurt me on the other end, sure, so be it.
Absolutely, we do have programs where that is a possibility, and really on your end, there's no difference in what you have to do. On our end, it just comes down to how we file it.
Oh, okay.
So if you would like, I can have Tyler send you, has he sent you an application? Have you seen what you're working with?
Yeah, the one that I got had just my tax federal ID, which was fine. I liked that application, but now you're saying you need Social Security number, and I don't really want to get into that one. Not that I've had any bankruptcies or anything. It's just my credit's still building, and, you know, it's still not showing what's paid and what's not, and I don't feel like dealing with that again.
Okay, I'm not sure which application, because to my knowledge, they all have the Social Security. It is something that, here's the way that it works. The Social Security, we're not looking at really, we take a look at your personal credit, but the reason for that is legally, we're not allowed to lend to certain people. If you have tax liens against you, do you have tax liens against you?
We had a small one a while, a tax lien, I don't know what that is, but I think we had a small one from Mass Department of Revenue, but it was paid off. It was only $5,000.
Yeah, so that wouldn't affect you. I'm talking like a much, like a $1 million government tax lien put against you. Yeah.
No.
But that is the reason why we legally have to look at it.
I just think because when you pull it, then it shows on my record, and when my credit goes down again, when I'm not even borrowing it for personal reasons, I'm borrowing it for this company, you know?
Sure, and honestly, that's why I tell people, I mean, you shouldn't apply too many places for just that reason. Now, when we do it, we do one pull from just Experian, so we only pull from one of the three reporting agencies. So they call it a soft pull, but it is one. It's one inquiry just on Experian. So instead of all three, it's just one. So it's a third. It's a third of the ding that would normally come against you. So you'd be looking at.
It still shows up like he's trying to get credit. And that hurts me.
I mean, I'm not going to say that's not going to be there. That's absolutely true. It's on the list of the inquiries.
Believe me, I've done this so many times. I know exactly every step of the way of everything. It's all about what's going to help me at this point.
Sure, exactly that. Yeah,
I'm not trying to be a jerk. I don't mean to sound that way. I know it.
No, it's all fair. That's all fair. That's completely all fair. But really, what it, I mean, I'm sorry.
You guys are an actual bank, right?
Yes, we are. Yeah, we're a business bank, so we only deal with businesses. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, this is my cell phone. That's why it keeps going over you. Finish up what you're saying, then I'll talk. Go ahead, buddy.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I was just saying, we're a business bank, so we only deal with businesses. We're non-depository, so we're not FDIC because we don't accept deposits.
Yeah. So, I mean, I don't know if you think there's any way of getting around it where, how would you be able to borrow the money and pay one lump sum back?
There would have to be payments up until you have the one lump sum. I mean, you're trying to do like extremely short 30 days, something like that?
Maybe 60 the most.
Okay.
Like if I was to borrow in August, so you'd be paid off by the 1st of October.
So the way that it would work, to get the closest to that, the smallest term that we have is 3 months, so 90 days, but we have prepayment options. So you could do a 90-day term and then pay it in 60 days.
Right, but there's still a daily payment, right?
So before that, there would be payments, yes. And we could shoot for weekly. I'm not sure how likely it is that we would get it, but we could try for it.
Yeah, I'm just trying to think. I want to make sure it's affordable, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't want to go too crazy. I want to make sure that I do the right thing here.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, what I would say is, if your biggest concern right now is, you know, in finding out what the options are, the biggest concern is the inquiry.
Yeah. The daily payment, and ruin it from the other end with On Deck, because it strictly says in the program that you're not allowed to have open, you know.
Sure. Yeah, no, I mean.
Chances are, I may not use them again, but what if I need them and they say, well, you knew, you know, and I did know.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. It would have to be something like that. Or you could give me a loan off my truck and make the payment back in 2 months. You know what I mean?
Well, I'll tell you what. What we can do is...
That would work, and then it wouldn't even come into play.
Yeah, now to do that, I would need kind of like a full description on the actual truck, and then a picture of the truck, and then basically just the application, and then we would still do the bank statements as well.
Okay.
And what we could do is take a look. We could get you an option for that. We can get you an option for the second position loan if you wanted to see how much you would be able to do together. Give you a couple, you know, maybe give you some initial feedback on how much would it be available to you, and then from there see if we want to go forward and see what kind of payback options we can get, and if it's possible to do it without the UCC filing.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how it would be. Well, I mean, if the UCC filing, I don't think that would make a difference, would it?
Well, basically, that's kind of like the record of how they know if you have another loan.
Yeah, okay. How would that work now if I was to do a $7,500 loan or an $8,000 loan for the 3 months. How would that work?
Off the truck, yeah. So that would be usually, like I said, it's usually 50 cents on the dollar of what we're able to offer. So we would have our underwriters kind of analyze the equipment, the collateral, and then come back with terms. 60-90 days is probably the short. I'm not exactly sure what our shortest option is for the term on that. I'm not sure what the shortest option on that term is off the top of my head. Just because it's not something that comes up very often. Like I said, that the collateral based stuff of the existing equipment we have as options, but we very rarely use it. So I'm just not familiar with what the shortest term is. I can definitely find out for you though.
Yeah, but I mean if you guys don't specialize in something to that effect, that means it's probably not going to happen.
Well, I mean, we definitely have it. I mean, the majority of our business is new equipment, and then is the working capital.
So if I was to go buy a truck, you guys also do that?
Oh, 100%, yes. That's our bread and butter.
So if I was to go to Ford and pick out a truck, you guys would buy it?
Certainly.
What are the requirements? Because I'm going to be looking for trucks, too. I mean, that's also another option. I had no idea you guys did that. What are the rates you can be on that?
Usually missing.
Does it have to be brand new?
It does not have to be brand new. We do used all the time. And we even finance private party purchases too. So if you can find a better price from a, you know, private vendor or, you know, somebody.
Oh, all the time. I find them all the time. I mean,
yeah. Yeah, those.
What are the approvals on them? Pretty good.
Yeah, we're usually talking mid single digits.
So what, knowing my situation, what do you think I would qualify for? You know what I mean? How would that be?
Yeah, now...
Does that turn down people, obviously? Or?
I mean, that happens. Like, usually, do you have an idea of, like, a ballpark figure for what your score is on your credit score?
Which one?
Your personal credit.
Yeah, see, I don't want to use that. You guys can't use business?
For equipment, the personal is going to come into play.
Oh, really? So how do you get away from there?
You know, really, pretty much anywhere you go, it's going to be like that.
Yeah, I mean, I'm still low. I'm like 550, 600.
So 600 is okay. I've seen approvals 580, 590. But with that, the business credit is extremely strong, and there are all timely payments.
Right. Yeah. So I don't know. I mean, it sounds like a. Also, I mean, I could go through Ford, I know that, and get approved. I just have to put a big down payment. There's no question about it.
No problem.
I mean, I've already been approved.
I mean, if you were getting approved through Ford, I would say that our approval rates are higher than that. Yeah, sure.
I mean, yeah, the payments were a little high. They weren't crazy though, but and they also. The down payment was a little bit larger, though. I mean, I do. I mean, if you walk into anyone and you say, "Hey, look, I got 15, 20 grand."
Yeah, I want to put money down. They're going to say, "Yeah."
They're going to be foolish not to help you out.
Yeah, absolutely, and that would help you with us as well. But it's not required. All of ours, we have no down payment options on. If that's something that you need.
Yeah.
But if it's also on the other end, if it's something that's going to help you get approved, it's very much encouraged.
Yeah, and like I've been waiting really to try because I've been trying to build my credit up more, you know.
Yeah, and that goes a long way. It goes a long way.
Yeah, right. And it's, you know, the more you keep trying to do things, the more you keep getting declined. Then I don't want to deal with it because
then it's the opposite effect.
Yeah, it just keeps hurting you and hurting you and hurting you.
Yeah.
When you're not that desperate for it. But like I said, I could use anyway. Like I said, I could use the $7,500 or whatever it is.
Okay.
So that would help me, but that's, you know, totally up to whoever.
Okay. Well, I would say that, you know, we can definitely come up with some options for you with that. The only barrier that we have right now is we would have to look at the personal credit. So the one inquiry through Experian, that is, I mean, right up front with you, that's the only barrier that we have between, you know, you and me talking about some real options for that amount for you.
I mean, I can call anybody, like I said, and get any working capital. That's not a problem. I've never not been approved for working capital. Let's put it
that yeah. way. Yeah.
So I'm not concerned about that. My thing is just... Hold on 1 second, buddy.
Sure.
All right, so I got, so let me figure out some options and then have Tyler call me or whatever.
Okay, all right, I'll have him give you a call, and when we get something, I'll shoot an email to you.
All right, thanks.